Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Lord, we give you praise. We worship you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name. So we want to talk about how to sustain a move of God, to sustain revival, I mean. When a revival happens, how do we sustain it? Because we believe during the 3 days of Kabod, God happened to us. He revived our hearts, isn't it? So how do you sustain these things so that you don't lose them? Amen? That's what we want to look at tonight. Let's read from, I'll just start from a little bit with revival. I'll start with Ezekiel chapter 22 from verse 23. So let's read together. I want to go. Next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. That her priests have word. Let's see from 25 again, just so we steer some things. It says the conspiracy her prophets, the conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a word, really, sharing the prey, and they have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. That's part of scripture. Her priests have word. Violated my law. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath, so that I am profane among them. Next part of scripture. Her princes to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get this one. Next part of scripture. Her prophets. Next part of scripture. The people of the land have used oppression, committed robbery, mistreated the poor, needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. Next part of scripture. But I found no one. Next part of scripture.
Therefore, I will not
Next part of scripture. Alright, so let's go to the initial part before this. The last verse of 22. You saw something at the tail of us, the last verse here. It says, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads. Can I see this in the NLT's rendition? The NLT. So now I'll pour on my fury on them, consuming them with the fire of my anger. I will heap on their heads the full penalty for all their sins. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Now give me the Amplified Classic. Is that their own way have I repaid by bringing it upon their own heads, says the Lord. Now go back to the NKJV rendition. Let's do our comparison. What did we see in the whole part of scripture here? That the city were misbehaving. The prophets were misbehaving. The priests were misbehaving. And God is now saying at the later part of 31 that, you know, the Bible had said, whatever a man sows, he shall what? Reap. And so they were entering into the consequence of their decision. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What they sowed, they paved way for Satan through their misbehavior to enter into their land and destroy them. You know, a lot of times I'll do that better on Sunday. When it seems like scripture is trying to say God wants to destroy people because of sin, in the original, a lot of times the way it's literally explained from the original writings is that God is allowing the penalty for people's decision to come upon them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you people thinking that? I'm not. When I was thinking of this scripture, I said, if I come to talk about it, people will think I'm trying to cover for God that is not wicked. He's actually not wicked. He's a good father. Alright? And if you want to judge the character of God, see it from Christ Jesus. Did Christ try to pay anybody evil for evil? Now, why will he be on the cross and say, Father, what? Forgive them their sins, for they do not what? So, why will it be hard for him to forgive people every time? Alright? But if you look at this part of scripture and consider the age, which is the Old Testament, you understand why the people had to reap what they sow. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It was because Jesus was not yet what? Dead and what? Buried and what? The Bible had said before Paul, he was trying to highlight a scripture in the Old Testament. He said the consequences of sin is what? Death. But he said the gift of God is what? Death is actually a realm. In the book of Revelation, is it Revelation 6, 8? Huh? You say yes. Alright, let's see. It's no problem. Put what Pastor S see. If we don't see it, then you stand up and tell the general public. Wow, Pastor Ed, you got it too. Alright. The rest of them were not bold. So I looked and behold a pale horse. Anytime I read the scripture, I think of women that put makeup. And that is when I started getting scared of women that put makeup. So I looked and behold, you know what makes you pale? Your face pale is makeup. Too much foundation. Even your smile will not come out well. Your smile will come in out like it's scared to come out. Your smile will come out like a wall of limitation. Makeup is terrible. So I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and hate followed him. Alright, so you look at it. Read everybody. One, two, go. You know, hate, yeah, it's also hell. Yes, alright? So the Bible said, the pale horse, I looked and behold a pale horse, alright? A pale horse, and the name of him who sat on the pale horse was what? Yes. Dead. And since there was a realm dead that has been initiated, then it had some, should I say, subsets, some consequence. The reason for hell is because of death found manifestation. If there was no realm called death, death means total removal from God, to cut connection with God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The consequences of One of the consequences of debt is actually physical debt. When we say debt, don't only think about physical debt. Debt is first a realm before the physical debt. In fact, physical debt is one of the fruits of the real debt. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why if you read the book of Revelation, the Bible spoke about the first debt and the second debt. Alright? So even if you die physically, alright, there's another debt again you experience inside the die that you die. We're joking. So unbelievers are going to suffer more because they will die three deaths. They are dead physically. They will die. They are dead spiritually before they die physically. They will not die again. Because hell will be thrown into the lake of fire. That's the second death, the Bible said. I think we're joking. They will say, follow Jesus, you'll be playing. We're joking. You know what that means? You remember that realm they said a rich man dipped. He was saying, Lazarus, dip your hand. You talk to somebody, some of us in heaven, you now say, Alpha, if you help me, we did GCM now together. If you help me, make I quench my taste. It will not happen. There's no connection like that right now. Because before, oh my God, I'm entering another place. The Bible said something in 2 Peter 3 that Jesus preached to the people in Hades. Was it 2 Peter 3? Google it for me. Google. Don't check. Write, Jesus preached to the people in Hades. Just write it. Let's highlight the scripture before we continue. That he preached to the people in Hades. Or in hell. If you have seen it, say amen. If you just write this thing I said, you will see it. First Peter what? I don't understand this one I'm seeing. No. This is not the scripture I'm looking for. It said for Christ. Media, thank you. Let's read together. For Christ also suffered once for what? The just for what? That he might what? Bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Next part of scripture. By whom also he went and preached to the Spirit in prison. Give me the Amplified Classic. Amplified, normal Amplified. In K, old KJV. I'm so surprised. In the TPT. You know, some people can argue now that said, Prophet, prison is not hell. Next part of scripture. Alright, go back. Now, prison there simply means hell. Are we together? Prison there simply means what? Hell. Amen? So if Jesus died, what if they say he preached to people in prison when he died? What did you think he went to do? Is it Kuje prison or what? Use your head, you understand what we're saying. It is what? Hell. Are you convinced it's hell? Or you are thinking there's another prison? No. So why would Jesus be able to go and preach to people in hell? You know, when we say hell, sorry, when we say hell, yeah, I mean Hades, the realm of the dead. Because I remember when we were learning this many years ago, we say, okay, you can actually substitute Hades for hell, but Hades is actually a broader name that means for the realm of the dead. Alright? Because how do we know this? I'm teaching deep and I'm, but please have an open mind. The Bible said, Jesus, when he came to the world, he said, from where I come from, no man has come. Alright? He said, from where I come from. That is John 3. He said, no man has come. Meaning, before Jesus came to the earth, nobody had gone to meet him in heaven. Alright? Elijah went, but he didn't meet him in heaven. That means Elijah didn't go to heaven. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? All right? Moses did not go to heaven. Elisha did not go to heaven. Please, I'm not one of these preachers that is causing trouble on the internet. This is very self-explanatory. Because you see, from where I come, no man has... Is Elijah a woman? None of them had gone there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you may ask, somebody may ask me, Pastor, where did they go? It's not my business. You can't ask me that kind of question. If you search the scripture and find out where they went to find. So I mean, especially for Elijah. But when you talk about Moses and the rest, I can probably tell you where they were. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We say Elijah because it has been an argument. People were like, what of Enoch? The Bible says Enoch walked with God and was no more because the Lord took him. Something like that, right? And somebody that said, Jesus said, from where I come, no man has gone. Does it mean Enoch went somewhere else? Yes. Because Jesus said, from where I come, no man has gone. Say amen.
Amen.
That simply means Elijah didn't go to heaven. Moses didn't go to heaven. Elisha, Enoch, Noah, all of them. Because Jesus came from heaven. Let's see John 3 from verse 10. I can sense a lot of doubt here. It's like, what has happened to Pastor Simon after Kabod? Are you sure it's something you know? See from the NKJV. You know, I was preparing to come to church and I saw myself sitting to teach. So I told them to bring me a chair. Before, when I sat there, I was still doubting whether I should sit down. But that's what I saw. As I'm preaching, I understand why I ought to sit today. It's like God wants to say some things. I needed me to be calm. Do you understand? Because if I was walking, some of these things now, I would have not even had the mind to say it. But now that I'm calm, I will tell you now, come and kill me. Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Next part of scripture. Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. Next part of scripture. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Next part of scripture. Jesus has said, you know, I don't want to go there, but I'd explained something like this for you people before. What was the earthly thing he used to explain spiritual thing? Water. Right? He said, no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from what? Heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Did he say no woman? And when he said no man, there he meant for man and woman. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So none of them had gone. None of them had gone. Enoch, he didn't go. Why did he go to? I don't know. Elijah, because it doesn't matter. See, if I know where Enoch go, what will he add to salvation? Do you know if I don't know where Enoch go, nothing will happen to my life. I will still receive the fullness of God. I don't care to know. Let God just have the credit of that. And they say it's the glory of kings to search a matter. Even if I search that matter, what glory will I get? Are we together? Where did Elijah go? If we start delving into those parts, it will be argument. Even people that don't even have a clue where he went to, they will tell you they know where he went to. So it will be argument. But look at the words of Jesus. No man had gone to heaven, which is most important. If you go to purgatory, it's not our business. Jesus said, from where I come from, no man has what? Gone. Are you here? There's no purgatory. Are you listening to me? Have you ever seen the word purgatory in the Bible? There's nothing like what? If you see something in the Bible and you see another thing that is not in the Bible, you are part of the people causing problem in the world. And God cannot use you. Because you are not a sincere person. Sincere people like truth.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So Jesus said, no one has gone. Amen.
Amen.
And let's go back to 1 Peter 3:19. Jesus preached to the people when he died. Because there was a possibility somewhere in scriptures. Lazarus could speak to people in hell. Dip your finger. There was a possibility. Because it was more like the same realm, but different intensity. No, different department or environment. Let me use the word department. It sounds better. It's just like when you go to prison now, physical prison. There are people in prison who are not limited to prison. They only work in prison. Oh, hallelujah. Anytime they want to leave prison, they will leave prison. How many of you have a brother or sister or father or mother that work in a prison? Anybody? Or a relative? Nobody? It's not a bad job. What I mean is that they work there as staff. For instance, there's one in Makodi here. What do they call those people, Seth? The people that work there? No, not warders. You people can lie in this church. There's a name they call those people. Prison officers. Which one is warders? Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, they call them prison officers. They walk around there. And when they are done, they come back home. We see them every day coming back home. They will tell you the people in prison. They will tell you their problem. They will tell you who is the stubborn one. But they can come home. Those people in prison can know what? Because they are in a different department because of their issue. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Yes. So now you see, before Adam, before Jesus stepped into the world, the Bible says death reigned. Media, give me that scripture. Say death reigned. It rained. Death was raining. Because the Bible said when Adam ate from the wrong tree, he died. And the Bible said from in Romans 5, it said by one man's offense, it says sin what? Entered the world. So immediately Adam died because of disobeying God by eating from the wrong tree. What happened? And listen, there's a way I like to paint this picture, because some of you think God is being too much full of himself. There's a way humanity can think sometimes. Satan can make us to think rubbish. When we say the sin that Adam did that cost him death was the sin of disobedience, we don't mean that Adam just disobeyed God and said, God, you say I should go like this, I'll go like this. Then he died. No. When he did the opposite of what God says he should do, that thing he did cost him death. Do you people get what I just said? God said, go like this. He rather went like this. Then something hit him there. He died. It was not God that punished him. God saw the wrong, the wrong effect on him in that wrong path. That's why God said, don't take the path. So what God said was for his good. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Not because God just want to be proud and say, don't go like this. Because I say you should go like this and you went like this or you'll die now. No. He's a good father. He saw the consequences in that wrong path. That's why he refused Adam from following that path. Now listen to what God said. He asked Adam, where are you? Adam said, I'm naked. That is why I'm hiding myself. Then he went further and asked Adam. He said, who told you you are naked? Now knowing fully well, God all knowing, knowing fully well where that voice, the possibility for Satan to lie to a man in Eden. You know, God already knows the possibility that will make Satan to be able to penetrate through the mind of man and lie to man. He knew that way. He had warned him from that path, from delving into that path. What did God ask? Have you eaten from the tree that I told you not to what? Eat from? Is that not what he now said? Did Adam tell him he ate from the wrong tree? God knew that if you eat from that tree, then there's a possibility that Satan can what? Penetrate your heart and what? Lie to you. Because he ate from the tree at the wrong time. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
The sin there was timing, not the tree. It was timing. Do you believe what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 2 from verse 12. Hebrews 2, is it 2? No, Hebrews 5 from verse 12. 5. Give me the NKJV. Simply NKJV. For though by this time Paul speaking to the church, he was not so pleased with their character. He said, by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again. Alright? So it's like, although by this time you ought to be teachers, meanwhile, you need someone to teach you again. Meaning they are not grown yet. Even though they were expected to be grown. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need what? Milk. And not what? Solid food. Meaning Paul is like, you guys are old folks in the kingdom. You are old people in church. Let me not say kingdom. Old church members. And I was expecting that right now you should be teaching others the word. But meanwhile, you still come to church late. You are still misbehaving in your department. They are still begging you to do certain things in church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And so Paul was like, now that's the interpretation. They were behaving like babes. So Paul said, babes need milk, not solid food. So he said, at this time you ought to be eating milk. You should be dealing with meat because your teeth is what? Strong. You are mature. He said, but meanwhile you need milk again like small children. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you people here in church? The next part of scripture. He then says, now remember, Paul is trying contextually now. Paul is trying to talk about immaturity and what? Maturity. Are we together? Are we together? Likening it to behavior. That if you are really grown, you should know for yourself what to do and not be behaving like children. He said, for everyone who partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. Meaning there's something you are lacking. That is why you should need milk now. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because if you truly had partaken of the word or are skilled in the words of righteousness, then of course you'll be fulfilling the first part of verse 12. You will be teachers to other people yet and not be needing somebody to teach you again the first oracles of the gospel. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The first principles I mean of the gospel. Is that for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, meaning he is a child. So if somebody is skilled in the word of righteousness, he's not a babe. He's not a child. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Do the math. Do the math. Alright? He said, for everyone who partakes only of milk is what? Unskilled. In what? For he is. He answered me. Don't speak dull. For everyone who partakes only of milk is what? For he is a what? So who is a babe? The one that is unskilled in the word of righteousness. The one that does not know the word of righteousness. The one that also partakes only of what? Milk. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So what if you know the word of righteousness or are skilled in the word of righteousness? Are you a babe? Do you only partake of milk? Are you people getting me now? Look at the next part of scripture. Now he's substituting word for of righteousness for another thing. He said, but solid food belongs to those who are what? You know, Paul is such a wonderful person, such a one creative mind, poetic in nature, maybe like Pastor Phil. Look at the three things he used here. He used, in the first part, he used meat. Right? Because if you are mature, have you seen a two-year-old girl eating meat before? If you give that to a two-year-old girl or boy, the parents will not be happy with you, isn't it? Have you seen a two-year-old girl eating akpu before? If you have seen, it's your own cup of tea. No two-year-old baby should be eating akpu. Except you inflict them with akpu. Some people want to say, Pastor, I used to see. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's wrong. According to the Bible, should not give solid food. Akpu is not just solid, it's a solid of solid food. Are we together? Or you carry a ban, you are giving a child of 2 years. It's bad. God's wisdom is telling us that they don't deserve that. Hallelujah to Jesus. What do they deserve? Milk, custard, and then some of us will call it akamu. Or pap. Are we together? Golden. And the rest. I don't even know the name because I didn't take it in my time. I don't even know that one. It's Cerilla. Cerilla. Nan. All right. Some of us don't know it because we didn't take it. All we knew in our time was Akamu. Hallelujah to Jesus. And those Akamu is even better than some of these things they are producing today. That's what poor people will say. Yes, sir. All right. All right. Can we continue? Are you in this church today, everybody? All right. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, not 2 years. Parents, that is those who by the reason of use have their senses what? To discern what? Period. Meaning you can know have solid food and not use it. Because you are not using it, you still be a child. Because if you use solid food, you can come to a point that you can discern the difference between what? Wrongs and what? Right. Good and what? Evil. That simply means you can have solid food and not use it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Look at it from the context in verse 12. He was trying to attack character. That it is possible to be in church for a long time and behave like a child. So Paul is showing the possibility now in this part of scripture. Go back to where we were just now. I think 14. How that you can have solid food. And that it's not just enough to have solid food. That you have to learn to use that solid food. So that you can come to a point that you can tell the difference between what wrongs and what right. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain tonight? Well, receive the word of God. That's one part of the equation. If you don't use the word of God that you have received, then you will still be acting like a babe, like a child. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You can act like a child. You will still find yourself behaving like cardboard never happened to you. How can you wake up after cardboard and say, "Hi, my belle, oh, I didn't feel like I would die, mommy." It's very possible. Mommy, oh, cardboard, oh, we do cardboard for 3 days. My back, they pay me. I don't nearly die. Oh, please send me 10,000. Meaning you were not revived in cardboard. You probably heard the words, but they left your head. What if the words really got into your mind and your back is paining you? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Pain be gone in the name of Jesus. You can't call anybody to lie to them and collect money, to take advantage of weakness and collect money. You know, by now, all of us seated here should not be lying to our parents again. Should not be taking advantage of our parents to collect any money. Because it's a sin. And as long as you think like that, you will never have money. People that always look for somebody to tax never have money. One of my friends said the problem of Eve is the problem of every woman today. He said the devil was going, oh, she asked Satan, anything for me? That's where the problem started. And Satan came back. And that's why we're in church today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you people here? I'm sure some of you have experienced ladies like that. Anything for me? Anything for me? And that's how some of them had children. You asked for something, you got it. Let me add this. I promised myself to add this today in church. I said, if I come to church today, I will talk about this. A lady were talking and she asked me why she attracts wrong people, wrong suitors. Only wrong suitors. I'm just adding this. It's not part of our message. I just felt like God wants us to hear. And I said to her, everybody attracts their kind. Let's be very sincere. I said, why is it that you don't attract people that are responsible? Why you don't attract people that are responsible is because you don't act or look responsible. See, Pastor, I'm a very responsible. I say, okay, what's the proof? The Bible did not say by your heart they will know you. It said by their fruit you shall what? Know them. That's what the Bible said. You would think it doesn't matter. It does matter. You can't be a lady that is trusting God for a good man and put nose ring. You cannot. You are trusting God for a good man and you put nose ring. Let me ask a simple question. What does nose ring add to your life? Is there any reason why somebody should put nose ring in this life? Does nose ring help to increase your protein or carbohydrate in your body? The Bible said all things are permissible. He said, but not all things are what? Necessary. How you know somebody that the person doesn't have peace? Is that every time looking for something to do, their peace is attached to something. If they don't put one bango, if they don't put one that makeup, if they can't come to church. I mean, have you not heard ladies that said, because my makeup artist came late, that's why I could not make it. Or say, I did not do my hair, that's why I did not make it. Your hair, how does your hair connect to you coming to serve the Lord? Because you don't have peace. How many times have I been disappointed in the clothes to wear, even for Kabot? Then I look at my wardrobe like this. I carry anyone, arrange, wondering why somebody says, hey, yeah, the person did not bring it. Me, you're telling me, yeah, for what? Hi, I wish. No. Who am I coming to impress in Kabot? Even wife, I've married. What am I doing again? Hallelujah to Jesus. And even if I didn't marry any woman, I'm not dressing for any person to be impressed by my dressing. So when I see women put nose ring, as I'm talking now, right? Maybe Satan may inspire somebody to just mistakenly watch our live stream now and cut this part and insult me on the internet. Like they are insulting one Pastor Irene lately. He said something. I saw the insult. Mama T said he apologized. I said, let me see the apology. Thank God it was not an actual apology. He said, if I said it the way you don't like it, I'm sorry, but we still stand on our opinion. I like that kind of apology. If it's me, Prophet Simon. He said, I told her, I said, I wish it was Ubad Angel that said this thing. She said, why did you say that? I said, I said, that man, when he finished saying it, will not come to the next service. I said, I have an apology. I didn't say it the right way the first time. I'm about to say it better now. There is nothing there. We owe nobody an apology. Whether we like it or not. All of you here are seated here. That thing that happened, when we were growing up, there's something we call raining wayo. Who has ever heard that word before? Raining wayo. Meaning, in vernacular English, it's called see finish. In actual English, it means looking down on somebody. So that everybody here can understand. If it's not raining wayo or see finish or looking down on us, why will you look at us finish? And say if you become president, you will change all night to night shift. Who do you have to vote for you? You know, I was telling one of my friends something. I said, their statement, we're talking with a friend, I think Dr. Innocent, that came on Saturday. He said something to me in the office. He said, somebody made a statement like this, an aspiring governor in Kano. He didn't even call him. He said, look at what he said in Hausa. The only person that he has to make him win an election is God, Allah. The people said, no problem. He lost the election. Listen carefully. The only person I have to win an election that will make sure I win an election is God. The people say, no problem. Let God come and make you win. He lost the election. Is that statement a bad statement? They say he disrespected them. For not saying them, the Muslim can help him win. We are not saying we should behave brutal. Christianity is a religion of love. It's a life of love. A practice of love. Are we together? Love leads us. But listen, all of those so-called Christians shouting on the internet and saying that Pastor Irene is a religious pastor, number two. I saw another question. Another statement. They are spoiling his business. That is why he's agitating. I said, think about it, people of God. Those guys are not Christians. Yes, they are not Christians. They are just like Paul would say, so-called Christians. Yes, in 1 Corinthians 10. Paul was so angry with them, he said, don't even eat with them. Yes, check those people don't respect the values of the kingdom. They don't live a life worthy of the kingdom they've been called from. They are the ones that make it. You see their name, Samuel, Matthew. Don't be deceived by their names. Some of them have rejected the faith a long time ago. If they have the ability, they would have changed those names. Are you listening to me? Christians don't have that time. You will not find true Christians on comment section insulting a man of God. Which Christian is lazy? How many of you are lazy here? When last did I do all night in this church? And most churches, do they do all night, even if they believe in all night? Do they do it every time? You know, I'm so pained. I didn't want to go there, but somehow I just found myself there now. Sometime back, I was thinking, I would say it in a way that maybe if the people coincidentally hear me, they will not figure out this step. I was somewhere one time, and I heard one of the persons around, neighbors, some sort of, say, I'm going to a place. In the night, around 10 p.m., she was going somewhere to go and hang out on a Friday. And then the husband came back. And he was going out too. The woman had gone there, and she was probably flexing her life. He went there and sat that there. 10 p.m., people of God. These are the same people you invite for church. They will tell you there's no time. 10 p.m. One balcony, something like that. Seated there. And somehow we're talking one time. Coincidentally, they were talking to the neighbor. I said, that day I came back around 1 or 2. These are the same people in church that will be looking at their time. The pastor, they waste time. You will see people sit down 5 seasons watching movie. They come to church. You just add 5 minutes to their time. I said the church don't, humanity don't spoil. In Bible days, anointing strong past now. Go and read the book of Acts. Men lived in church. They lived in church 24/7 in church. Read about a revival like Azusa Street Revival. Men will sit down in the spot. Pray in tongues straight. I'm not here can sit with me if I say let's pray in tongues 5 hours. Some will change church. Some of the things we do is because we know that some people will change. We know they will change church. I heard Bishop Oyedepo talking a joke, saying a joke. He said a pastor who was he was mentoring was locating from one environment to another environment. So you know it's hard to relocate church. And that's why pastors try to make sure it's in a very nice environment. I mean, by nice, I mean not far from where it used to be. Are we together? But his own was very far. So he said, Bishop Wilbur now asked him, how do you want to start it? He said, by fasting, prayer, 90 days fasting and prayer. And I said, okay. Where are the members now? I said, in the former, most of them in the former location. I said, okay. He said, so you are saying these people should use their transport and come there. When they come now, they'll still be on fast. When they come to the church, then they will now pray for 2 hours, 3 hours. He said, my brother, you may have 2 people before the end of the fast. He said, just use your head. Start make it praising. They should eat food and come and praise God. Then you preach the word for that 90 days. He said, when they now get established, put them in the fasting. He said, that's human beings for you. Even Jesus, when he changed, multiplied bread and fish, the next day they came. Jesus was not moved and said, it was a miracle that brought them. It's a lie. Then he started preaching the next sermon. He said, I'm the bread that when you eat. But the first day, what did Jesus do? Look for food. We man will have done it as it is in heaven. Pastor Emma was there. I think Pastor Anne was there. Pastor Peter was there, right? Pastor B were there. Okay. So these people I called, they were there. I remember that time. When we did that program, I cooked for the whole students. There were more than 100 plus. We cooked for them. Free food. That time, bag of rice was less than 10,000. 8,000. 8,000 that time too is big money. I removed my 8K, buy them bag of rice. I sponsored the food, almost everything myself, if not everything. They came and ate. The next service, come and see students. They were plenty. In that service, people will be passing and be entering to eat food. Oh boy, now the food, you know, student, they were entering. It was full. When they ate finished, the next service, they came. But at that point, I was teaching that Jesus is a real bread. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's like sometimes you just use your head. I was going somewhere. What was I going to? Let me see some of you that are following me. Huh? No, before I pass no string now. That's the base. But I was saying something before I go here. Night shift. Thank you. Keyboard is hearing me. What of you? Night shift. Amen. That's what Peter Obi said. Amen. You see, the truth is that it's still our choice. We're just telling him to calm down. He should not spoil, use his hand to spoil his, how do they say, use your hand to spoil your gari? How did they used to say it? Post and sign inside your gari. She not uses that. If we allow those people that are supporting him to vote for him, he will lose. Look at Trump. You should learn from Trump. The man proved that truly righteousness is greater. God is winning, no? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? America, we thought, you know, it was sin. The media puts it like America is a nation of sin. They make us feel, you know, I told my friend one time, I said, you see these people, they'll be making it look like gays are plenty. Gays are not plenty, they are like this, small. You think God is foolish or Satan is winning that you create men and women, then most of the men will be liking men. Ha! God, create men. Nobody creates like God. That's why all of you here like women, not men. You think God is not powerful that he will create men and a lot of men, more than half of the men he created will be liking men? It's a lie. It's the media that is portraying it like that. Can I see a reman stand here? Any reman, just stand up. If you feel you're a reman, stand up. Look at the women sitting there. They are not short than men. Let me ask. No, don't stand up. Some of you that are not remains, you can sit down. I have a question for all of you that are standing. Can you imagine yourself fall in love with that man by your side? Can you imagine yourself ever fall in love with a man? Have you seen a beautiful woman before all of you standing? Like you have seen a woman that, how many of you have you wanted to sleep, you couldn't sleep because you were thinking of a lady before? Be sincere. Don't lie. Be sincere. Like one time you wanted to sleep, you thought of a woman, you smiled. Something like that. Raise your hand. The rest of you are hypocrites. That's what. People are simply hypocrites. You know, I hate that character from church people. Being hypocrites. Now, Sonny like this, that everybody knows, is telling us. Richard. Ola. You raise your hand. You can all sit down. Well done. Then somebody will tell you that women, men are fine. How did they? Oh my God. You know, many years ago in Remedias, one man said to me that he liked me. Many years. So when he said he liked me, I now said to him that if I catch you, I will beat you, Oga. I will beat you. I said, if your name is your name, if you hear my voice, come outside. He was just around the area. I came to his front. I said, I'm outside. Call, call, call. Are you hearing me? He did not. He locked his door. I said, I will beat Chris and come up for your head. He stole my number and sent me a message that he likes me. He wants us to start something. I checked myself. I said, God, what's wrong with my being? If there's any way I've gone outside the values of a man, forgive me, Holy Spirit. Do I catwalk? What am I doing? That's... So God is winning. What is the proof? They make it look like bad things are plenty in America. Yet, Christians voted out. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Yes, who do you think voted for that man if it's not Christians? Somebody say plus Muslims. No, he's his greatest nightmare. I'm not saying I'm against them. Immediately he won election, Hamas ceasefire. Now we don't want to enter politics. People started, some nations fighting, started calling for peace. Some of these people who were talking, I warned you about certain people in this place, isn't it? I told you, you said some Christians was going to say, Bill Gates does not pay tithes, but he's the richest. How many of you saw a new video about him lately? About the DVD virus, I mean DCD vaccine, DVD, I mean DCD vaccine. How many of you watched that video lately? Where he said they should vaccinate people with it in US. They now said you should bring the database of the vaccine that they vaccinated people in Africa. He said he can't find it. They now came to Africa and did analysis. When they did, they found out that people that were vaccinated with those things, some of them were dying on their own. They'll just be on their own and have mental problems. You think it's village people. The thing killed so many Africans. It was agitating that they should vaccinate people over there with it. You have devils in human body. Devils in human body. These are the people they used to insult some of us Christians. That's why I said, calm down. God's path. You know, one time I was teaching people, I said, you see, trust God so much to know that anybody not following his principles does not have his result. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If he said the blessing of the Lord make him rich and add no sorrow, says this one is not a Christian, but he get money, he don't get sorrow. Listen, be wise to know that anybody that does not follow the principles of God is not enjoying the word. Result of God. Are you all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So like I was saying, it doesn't make any sense. Alright? I was talking about Pastor Irene and the bash. I'm a prophet. We're designed for tough people like Nigerians like this. We're designed for your kind. I will sleep well, eh? Oh my God. When I'm done saying it, I will sleep with so much happiness. Glory to God forevermore. What he said is true. I said on, was it on Sunday? I said that, or last Tuesday? I said, you see, sometimes the reason why we choose some people is because we don't actually have a choice. And since we're in that situation now, that man is our only choice. Not because of religion, listen, not because of Christianity. Because I feel he has what it takes to rule this country. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Not because of Christianity or Islam, no. But because I think he has what it takes to what? Rule this country. Understand this very well. Understand this. So I don't know if he had the orientation. People told him. And now you come. Because a good Christian will want to choose the best. Not because he will choose somebody because the best is a Christian. No, he wants to choose the best. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? A good Christian likes to follow the truth. We can see somebody that claims he's a so-called Christian. If he doesn't have what it takes to rule a nation, we will not vote him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Because Christians want to push somebody that we know has the qualification to rule this country. Are you guys here tonight? That's why we picked him, not because of anything else. And now you can't come and insult us. Because you can't tell us that the problem of this nation is it because of the poverty, high rate of poverty in Nigeria, the two things that are attractive is Christianity and politics. How dare you? Jesus has said before that upon this, he said, you are the light of the world. He said, a city set, meaning even though Nigeria is doing so well, we are still going to be on the hill. Will be very attractive.
Yes,
I don't know that people caught what I just said.
Yes,
it's not poverty that is making the church attractive. It's because we are the light of the world.
Yes,
meaning if you like, everybody should have a job in this nation. People should be doing night shift. We will still be on top.
Yes,
so, why is he spoke from insufficient data? He's an elderly man. I'm not insulting him. But I must call his spirit, Are you all listening to me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Glory
to God forevermore. I understand the ministry of a prophet sometimes. I always tell my wife, You know, sometimes I look at my wife's face. She's not, she wish I would not talk about certain issues because she's my wife. We're one. She just want me out from trouble. But the trouble was being my wife in the first place. That's how you entered into the trouble, because I'm a prophet. I can't say what I can't even sleep if I don't talk it. I have to just say it. Look at him, he's so young, he's just somewhere. He's a prophet. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, Jeremiah had called you. Keep your mouth shut. Don't say I'm small. Was that not what God told Jeremiah? The office is bigger than the age. Not that I even know my age. I'm not even a small boy in the first place. This world, nobody know my age. If you think you know, you're on your own. I was going somewhere, I will soon land. But, alright? Right. Amen. Because this thing, we have to coordinate sometimes. Let everything just finish. We're talking about women nose rings. When we talk now, you know, some people say, you know, one time I heard a guy, he said, see, I don't like when pastors discriminate women. I say because of their tattoo, nose ring, they will not. Listen, if you were in that life and you became born again and you cannot remove the tattoo, even me, I can marry you. Yes. Why would I not marry you? If God say you are my wife, I'll marry you. But if God say you are not my wife, I'll not marry you if you have tattoo and nose ring. In fact, I'll change road if I see you. It's the truth. But if you are born again and God said, Pastor Simon, that's your wife, I'll marry you. I'll not be even ashamed of you. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? But now you are listening to the word of the Lord. You are not repenting because some brothers are claiming they like you the way you are. I heard a young man on media. He said, see, I don't like, and in fact, I like ladies. My kind of ladies are ladies that are gaga. He said, I like the baddies. You know, I heard some people talking on the internet and they said things like this. Listen carefully. They said, you can have sex on the first date and still marry. It's not by some people that they don't have sex the whole time and they still don't marry. So which one is worse? And I said, look at how that lady is thinking. So, oh my God, oh my God. Does it make any sense the way she's thinking? That somebody else had sex on the first date and they got married. The other ones did not have sex at all. They did not marry. So is marriage a goal? Is marriage one of the goals of life? Are you all listening to me? Another time I saw another quote somewhere on Facebook that one of the Nigerian artists, was it Tiwa Savage or who, wrote and said, if I like you or have sex with you on the first day, it doesn't matter. And ladies were writing, yes, so even me too, yes, so even me too, yes, so in the comment section. I just shook my eyes, showed my wife. I said, look at. You know, I asked a sincere question. Church, are you here?
Yes, sir.
I asked a question to somebody. I was teaching her. Wonderful lady. I observed she posts Tiwa Savage so much. And I'm not saying Tiwa Savage is a devil. Alright? God loves us, loved us while all of us were still sinners. God loves her today. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But you see, if she does not accept or realize the love of God and continues to live in that path, where will she go to? I asked the lady, I said, let me ask you a sincere question. God loves everybody, even while we're still sinners. And I asked her, if Davido today does not repent, where will he go to? She kept her mouth shut. She said, God does not condemn. I said, true. But if he does not repent from this path, because people think this is the way to go. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There are a lot of, more than 60% of Nigerian youth saying, I'll be 30 billion gang. The other one say, I'm Whiskey FC. More than 30, did I say 30? 40, I don't even know which one to put. Let me just stop at 40 and be disciplined. I'm telling you the truth. I am Whiskey FC gang. I am 30 billion Obo, whatever they call him. You see it on Facebook littered. People even arguing, you know, like Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. You see, when we argue that thing, it's a lie. People sit down and say, Whiskey, they argue about it. I mean, they are saying these guys are, in their hearts, these guys are elated as what humanity should be like. You know, many years ago, while I was doing my IT as a computer science scientist, I observed the lady. She said something. She was about to get married. She was engaged. Then she said something. She said, she was talking to her friend behind. And she made a statement. She said, God. You know, they were checking WizKid's videos. She said, God, even if it's just one night with this guy, I don't mind. She was already engaged. You know what I said to myself? I pity this man. He's such a loser. Even if it's just, I heard that. Nobody told me. I heard that. When I turned my face, Pastor Samuel, so sorry you heard me. Would you concern me if I hear you? I turned my face back like I did not even see them. But I was shocked. And learn to frown to foolishness. I remember one time again, so that you learn. Learn to frown to what? Foolishness. I didn't smile though, and I burned my face because that was foolishness in display. Are you here tonight?
Yes,
we're trying to write an exam, and a lady came. Those ones they don't read, they just copy and paste. And she was saying naughty things the morning of exam. You just came and you are saying naughty things, sexual, stupid things. Hey, you look so fine, I feel like kissing you. She will go to a boy, play it in like, I feel like kissing you. Then she now went to a lady. I was just trying to cram some things, cram the crammables, understand you. And when the lady said, stop playing with me like that. I said, don't you know I follow ladies too, you are so beautiful. Can we date? So the boys around us started laughing. Then I turned my face, Pastor Simon. He said, Pastor Simon, don't think I'm Pastor Simon. As she was coming, I was walking. I shook my head, I was walking. I boned my face. That's foolishness. I can't be a part of what? Foolishness. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Front your face to what? Foolishness. That's the kind of jokes people should not joke around you. Many years ago, I was talking to a dear lady and she said, rain was falling. She now said, rain, it's raining. I said, okay. She said, weather for two. I said, I don't understand what you are saying. Are you okay? She said, no, sir. She went straight to sir. I'm very sorry, sir. I ended the call. That was the last day we spoke. I was pastoring you. You are telling me weather for two. That means you don't need my pastoring again. And you have just proved to me that all the pastoring I've been doing in the past, it was fake. Me, I thought I was from my heart of Jesus pastoring you. You were just receiving hopes. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I heard the young man say that on Facebook and I shook my head. Now some of them will go and write and make us feel like foolish people or condemn us. That me now, I saw somebody with nose ring and I condemn her. I did not condemn you. There's a difference between creamer and catacrema. Everybody say that with me. Want to go? Creamer. There are two Greek words for judgment. The first word for judgment there is to judge whether a thing is right or wrong. That's what we are talking about here. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age. That is those who by the reason of use have their senses what? So that they can discern the difference between what? So if I say this thing is good and that one is evil, that's judging. But that's not condemnation. Do you people get what I'm trying to say now? So if I say something is wrong, I judge, but not condemn. Catacrema is condemnation, condemning somebody. Alright? If I say doing so thing is wrong, I just told you it's wrong from scriptures. But I said, because you did it, get out from this place. You are useless. You are stupid. I've condemned you. And it's only God that can condemn somebody to both hell or what? Heaven. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why the Bible says, be not scared of one that can kill the body and not the soul. He said, rather be scared of one that can destroy both what? Body and soul in hell. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So this second kind of judgment is what we are talking about here. That if these people don't change today, that we are judging them by the gospel. Judging them by the word. The Bible says, judge yourself by the word so that you may not be judged finally. As we are telling them these things are wrong and they are not adhering, finally, in the finally, they are either condemned to light or what? Darkness. Heaven or what? Hell. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Heaven or hell before the powers they are now in the powers they are kingdom or what? Destruction forever. A lake of fire. Are you listening to me? So we're not condemning those people. But Who here, which young man here will be comfortable to marry a lady with nose rings? Which young man here? You sincerely want to marry a woman with nose ring? If you are here, it is because probably you heard that the woman is the next of kin of her father who works with NNPC. That's the only reason you would have married that lady. So that you steal her money and one day run away and marry your actual wife. But if you sincerely want to do what is right, you cannot. You are on Facebook and you see a lady, you are watching status. How many of you have come across such videos before? That you just finish your morning devotion and you enter Facebook and you just were watching Facebook status and you are seeing beautiful quotes by some of your wonderful Christian friends, and all of a sudden you touch one and the lady is just shaking her buttocks on your face and dancing to worldly song. Then you say, Jesus, what brought me here? The next thing you do is to either preach to her or what? Block her. Because you'll be disappointed. Now, how many of you will see that and say, hey, my wife, I don't see my wife today. Oh God, you are so good to me. You know, say, my wife, when will I come and see your people? No man will do that. If any man message you in that condition, is to take advantage of your foolishness and go away. In the barracks, we'll say he wants to eat and clean out. That's what he wants to do. And he will go away. He will never take you serious. He already has who he wants to marry. For you, he's just been whiling away time with you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Some people will deceive you and say, forget that thing, Tiwa Savage, blah, blah, blah. Some of these people, listen, the truth is the truth. A woman like that, she has the money. Sometimes you can think having money is having peace of mind. Or having money is connected to happiness. You know, some of you think when you have all the money, you'll be happy. That's what you think. If I have all the money in this world, I'll be happy. There's a statement by an Indian man, I'll never forget. He said, the one that does not have a car is praying for a car. One of the statements. He said, but the one that has a car is thinking of the next car to buy. He said, the worry varies. The one that does not have food is looking for food. The one that have money is looking for a different kind of food to eat. When you have the money tomorrow, you think you have peace. But the Bible had said, God had placed eternity in the hearts of men. The only thing that can make you fulfill in life is God. Nothing in this world can make you what? Fulfill in life. Some of you will think I'm lying till you get to that height. And God will take you to those heights. You have all the money you want in this world. And you, of course, you already realize, because you already have Jesus, that the only reason for happiness in this life is Jesus Christ. Don't be deceived. I'm not anti these people. I love them just like God loves them. But their paths are not the paths of righteousness. And if one follows that path, you will end in what? Destruction. Are you listening to me, people of God? Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Very important. See what the Bible says, for instance, in Philippians 2:13. You know, I started something somewhere. So such a funny, my father would say, Kai, Prophet Simon, the way you teach the word of God, you just carry us and do like this and come back. Before you hit the last one, you say the service is over. But I told him, I asked him, I said, but were you blessed? He said, oh, of course. I said, so tall. Another time I'll continue it. He said, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Next part of scripture. Do all things without complaining and what? Disputing. Next part of scripture. That you may be blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in the midst of a word. Among what? Read again, one to go. That you may what? In the midst, among whom you should what? As light in the world. God is expecting you in this season to still shine. Forget what is happening. He said, be bold with your faith, shine. See it in the Amplified rendition. Classic. that you may show yourselves to be blameless and what? Guileless, right? Am I right? Innocent and what? Children of God without what? Faultless and what? In the midst of what? Spiritually what? What and what? Among whom you are seen as what? Stars of beacon shining out clearly in the dark world. It's a be bold of your faith. Meaning that these people may be shining, you know, they may be claiming they have fans and the rest, but we must be bold of our faith. We are still light. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We are still what? Light. So I advise every lady, advise you. Some of you have sisters. Learn to be bold to speak to you. You love your sisters, everybody here. You love your brothers. I'm hitting on sisters today, not really brothers, because brothers, I don't know how to explain that aspect. But sisters, the problem affects them more. A brother will wear any kind of dress. The moment he repents, a sister is waiting to marry. In fact, a sister can hold his hand towards the repentance. Immediately he finishes, he will not marry him. But a brother will not do that. Most brothers will not do that for sisters. You hear that a young man was in the club, he was doing that, he had slept with 400. That man, if he finish, that man on Facebook, if he finish, if he leaves prison, one day, one good sister can marry him and say, I forgive him. It's the truth. But let's see where a sister will do that one, and one brother will say, I forgive him. It is very hard. We can't imagine a brother say, he's carrying a sister through the thick and thin. She was a clubber. He was praying for her. You know, you are praying for a man. He was born again. You are the one following him up. I heard a story like that. The lady was following the guy up. He was born again, but you still go and misbehave again. Sleep around. Drink and smoke. She will still be praying for him. Until one day he cried and came to church and said he's not going back to the world. He became a serious Christian. Then they finally married with the lady. I have not heard where a brother waited for her to repent. She was in the world. She repented. She went back and slept around again. Went to club, then when she now came, have fully repented, then the brother now, I've never heard that. I don't know whether you have heard, but me, I've not heard. It's always more disadvantage for ladies. That is why ladies should be very, 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 which word, strict with unrighteousness. Strict. See, ladies, no, don't feel bad for being too strict. A man, you are chatting with a man. I'm not saying be foolish or strict. To foolishness. Not the one that say, hi, say, I beg, I'm warning you in the name of Jesus. That's not what I'm saying. You are chatting with a young man and he say, I like your lips. I wish I can kiss them. Be strict. Say, no, why will you be joking? You can't joke, I beg, is well. All right, good night. You see. Do you know that's permission? Say, I like your, he say, thanks, but that other part that you said, I don't, I beg, not be me and you. I will kiss you. I'll be me and you as if you sabi kiss them. Not be me and you. Immediately he says that, what will you do? Warn him. Let the warning touch his great grandfather. Warn him. Don't ever try that. You know, my uncle was warned that time. We're attending one. He carried me to the church. Ah, Pastor Samuel, come and see this church. I like the church. You will like the church. We went there. After service, they welcomed first timers. When I was in Remedia. And I now knew immediately what used to bring him. They now hugged all of us. Me, they were trying to hug me. I was bringing my hand. The lady removed my hand and hugged me. I say, la, 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 la. Now I understand why my uncle liked this church. Him did not hug one person. He said, everybody hugged five people. He was just going around hugging people. You know me, I hug. I was quite shy. I hug, I ran out. I was just peeping and looking at him. I was doing my head like this. As we're going home, I say, now why you like this church, bro? He said, my friend, stop that thing. I like this church. My spirit accepts it. I said, no problem. No problem. Then in the morning, the next day, he chatted the lady. Hello, Pastor Diz, can I see you? There's something in my heart. She now said, please say it before we meet. Say, I really like you. I really want to settle down. So, the lady called him. She did not just answer him. She called him. Say, please, oh, it's church that joined me and you. I'm not interested in anything you are bringing. Oh, please keep the relationship like that. In the evening, can we go to visit that place? They said they have said, if you ever talk to me about this church again, I'll. What has happened? She told him, no way. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So ladies, be very careful. Be very what? Careful. Be strict. Kunajinaku. Very strict. Yeah, chat with a young man. He will now say, please send me some hot pictures of you. Some hot pictures. I want to see what you've got. What do you tell such a young man? Get, in fact, I like, hi, thank you for that. Get thee behind me, Satan. Satan, Satan. Go back. Go away. Some of you, you know your problem is small tears that falls from guys' eye that kill you. Even cry, I swear, cry. That guy, this sincere, he like me. He cry. I tell him, I no do, he saying go die. I had to go to his house that night for him to be able to leave and not die. Satan cried through Peter to Jesus. Master, you cannot die, you cannot die. What did Jesus tell him? Get behind me, Satan. That they cry doesn't mean they are sincere. Immediately Peter said that, what did Jesus tell him? Before the cock will crow three times, you deny me. The people came to Peter, they said, you sound like Jesus, you sound like him. You know what Peter said? I don't know him. A little boy came. No, I see your face. I see your face. Peter, look at the boy. I swear to my mother's grave. I swear. He swear. He swear that he doesn't know Jesus. That's somebody that cried. You know, one time a young boy came to me and said, sir, this fire you have put in us, send me to Jesus, sir. I will leave school and go. I looked at him. I laugh like you. Wallahi, I laugh. I couldn't hold my laughter. I laughed. When I laughed, finished. I said, don't worry, me and my colleague have finished school. He said, sir, you are not, you don't want to expand. This fire you have to the nations. If people hear you, we know what you are saying. Send me to Jesus. I will leave school. I will leave school for the work of God. And I said to him, I said, stay with the word of God. It's not time. Then another said, listen, you see this thing you are doing? If you are not careful in the next 3 years, you will not be in this church. Same you saying you want to take, you will not be here. I said, the only thing that will keep you here is staying with the word, abide in the word. Like I was joking, in less than 3 years, he wanted to ask a girl out, she refused. And she did not just refuse, I made sure she refused. He now got angry. Give me a wife or I leave the work of God. That's how I left the work of God. For a woman. Somebody that went to go to the nations. So if God has sent you to the nations, you will leave nations. When you find a woman. It's not all this passion. The guy loved me. He buy me flower. He loved me. He buy me Lamborghini. You see, girls will write on their status trying to mock some of us. They think we don't have money. They'll say this is kind of how they call this thing that Pastor Benzie did on Sunday, engagement that I want. The guy just brought one pink Lamborghini. Then he now put dollars in the front of the car. In the bonnet, there were dollars, plenty. Then he now did the dollars of they don't even like flower. They want you to do flower that has dollars. Then he now knelt down and now removed the 4 million naira ring. See, this is what we mean when we talk about able men. Some of them post on their side, I wish God can give me, I wish I can have this kind of engagement. No matter what that man gives you, it's not a proof that he loves you. And I've been telling these people this. I've been saying something like this. This is not a relationship summit, but so you learn. I said one time to a group of ladies, I said, most men that give you money already have a budget for you. I said, some of you, you may not even reach the budget before they finish you. You just talk with a responsible man like Miracle. You're talking with Miracle. He said, can I get 5,000? You know, Miracle say, okay, how's your day? He say, so bad. I didn't eat anything. He knows his own has finished. Every responsible guy will know that your own has finished from the answer. Then he will now want to be more responsible. Say, what happened now? Or maybe if he changed up, you say, you did not even ask me why it was bad. I said, okay, why was it bad? They will now tell Miracle, my gas finished. I did not eat anything because my gas finished. Then Miracle will now say, The 5,000 he had to partner, he would not say, okay, can I feed your guys? Mm-mm. He's so responsible. He would say, top, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Just pray. Trust God for finances. The lady would just change his name to God forbid. Then another one, the devil's agent now, that does not know what to do with money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Talk to the person when they are done talking. My blah blah blah. I say, what? Why did you not eat? Why a beautiful lady like you, an angel? Describe you finish. Say, and my gas finish. Your gas, and I'm alive. What am I here for? Please send me your answer. Paste it for me. Then he wires like 50k. Miracles mate in school wire you 50k. Your mind did not cut. Is it these kind of men we are talking about? Not knowing that miracle is a real spec. See, a reasonable man, they say, one lady posted on Facebook, she said, sensible men don't give money. She doesn't like sensible men. She said she doesn't like responsible men because they don't give money anyhow. She said, irresponsible men are the ones that give money. She said, God should not give a responsible man. She doesn't want to suffer in this world. I'm telling you, I heard it. No responsible man would tell you that here is 300k. You, what do you have in your account? Less than 15k. You want to buy hair of 300k? Are you not a witch? You have a vision to buy hair of 300k. You have 15k in your account. You are trying to reap where you have not sown. Life is in levels. Are you listening to me, people of God? For the fact that you have 15k means that your hairstyle must be chuku. All back. Because success are in levels. See, listen to me. I'm not saying rubbish. God is communicating to you that go for chuku. That's what you will need now. You'll be so shocked that you are doing that chuku. As a lady is wearing all those 300 hair. Your mate is when is you don't look for. Like Moses, please look for that lady. It's you don't look for. Is you with your chuku, the man cannot sleep. Meanwhile, when you did the chuku, you were ashamed of coming outside. You felt like people would laugh at you. But the man was just looking and said, Jesus Christ, I thank you today. I've seen the woman. I've seen her. In the realm of the spirit, at this point of your life, God did not design you to be wearing those wigs. But you now force yourself to start wearing it. So the guy checked the spirit, he saw chuku. He came to the physical. He saw a wig of 300,000. There is no correlation. Are you here tonight? This wisdom is very important for you. Let me add, this is how to sustain revival. So funny, and I'm saying this. Some of you want to get married. You know, a lot of marriages are happening next in this church. And I was talking to one of my pastors before he traveled back to the one that did an engagement. And talking to him, and he said, what's the budget? He told me the budget of a few millions. And I said, okay, cool. Don't make sure it doesn't go beyond that. He said, I've spoken to some people. They say 5 million. Too. It's even small for mine. I said, 5 million. I said, let them go and marry with the... I said, don't talk to those foolish people. 5 million is small for marriage. Give and take. You have finished quarter, wedding gown, renting. Everything will not pass 100k. See, is the truth. Rent will pass 100k. It doesn't even reach, ba? It's not even reach, ba? If it pass quarter 150. See how they are arguing. Rent what you need to rent. If you observe that the men in suits half black, you have observed them in church. You tell them black and white. Quarter, they make trousers. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Are you people listening to me? Be wise. How will you spend 5 million? Is it possible? With this time, will you spend 5 million? Then food. That's where the problem is. I cannot tell you what to spend, but use wisdom. That's what I'm trying to say. Let's continue what I'm saying. So you have elder sisters. Let me just hit these 2 points, then we go, right? You have elder sisters. Okay, my time has almost reached. You have elder sisters. You have elder sisters, of course, that don't behave well. Talk to them. Trust God to talk to them. You know, some of you don't even pay attention to your family. You are just saved. You forget your family. You are just saved. You forget your family. Your family will haunt your salvation one day. When something happens to them, it will affect your faith. Paul was talking to God one time in prayer. I said, God, Paul literally spoke to God. No revelation backed it up. Paul told God, this young man, if you take him, my heart will be affected. That was Paul's prayer. He said, my heart will be affected. God, bring him back to life. He laid hands, the guy came back. God just considered that school of thought. That Satan will come now. A dear family member hits the person. You think you'll not be affected? It will question your faith. That's why you must pay attention to your family members. Are you listening to me? Pay attention to them. Trust God to touch them. All of them. I pray for my siblings. I pray for them with fire. Today, Michael following God. Flora, it's not a mistake. You think it's a mistake? Coincidence? I posted a video where he knelt down in cupboard. You think, it's on my own. I just did it. Nobody. In the spirit, there are things happening. Pray for them. Are you people listening to me? Pray for them. You have one tough man in your house. Nobody talks to him. He tweets in gum. He follow women. He smokes cigar. Pray for him. God will touch them. Are you listening to me? Your sisters are giving you money anytime you want. You observe different cars are picking them. Well, you are a GCMI member. But they give you money even for partnership. They give you rent money. And you can't talk to them because the ministry is moving. You are not being fair. Are you listening to me? You are not being fair. Learn to stand for what? Righteousness. Hallelujah to Jesus. So let's go back to where we were. That was what. Let me just hit the nail on the head. And we move. That was Hebrews, right? The Peter Obiti, you people understand me now. You can't talk like that to us, you know. Learn from Trump. Learn from the man. He's a president today. He never downplayed Christianity. He never downplayed the path of righteousness. And we saw that it was looking like Satan was ruling there. We saw it. God is winning in America. Because Christians voted him. Do you get what I'm trying to say? What we are saying that in this country, you'll be shocked. If we divide the thing into two. You'll be so shocked. You think we're not plenty? There are many in the caves who have not bowed to Baal. Hallelujah to Jesus. So stand with righteousness. Alright, so go back to 1 Peter 3. Jesus preached to the people in what? Speaking about hate. Then I said, Lazarus, the rich man, remember? Dip your hands, what? Remember? Now, that possibility is not there because Jesus preached to the people in what? In hell. In Hades. Let me put it like that. The realm of death. So they were waiting for an appointed time. That's why I wonder why Peter calls it prison. I'm sure that's the reason why he chose to call it prison. They were just captivated there waiting. That is why the Bible said when Jesus went and preached to them and was trying to, I mean, when he resurrected and went to preach to them according to what Peter is saying here, the Bible said in Ephesians 4, Paul captured it. He said, he that descended is the same that ascended. And he ascended with many saints. Paraphrasing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So while he was going to heaven, he took the saints that were waiting together with him to heaven. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Alright? Now, the people that were waiting in Hades or in this prison as captured in scripture are those that obeyed the law. That lived by the standard of the law of Moses. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Because that was a standard of righteousness. That was the order for righteousness in the Old Testament. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, but the focal point is that we're talking about what? Hades, go back to Revelation 6 and 8. You see that I'm going back small. And I'll hit the nail on the head. Because that message was not supposed to pass 40 minutes. That's why I just touched these small things. It said, so I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was what? Death. And hate followed with him. And power was what? Given to them over what? A fourth of the earth. To kill with what? And with what? And with what? And what? So you see why lions started killing human beings is because of death. The realm death. Why people have to go to hell is because of the realm death. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Who started, who opened the realm death? Who initiated it? Satan. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Why do people die of hunger? Why did poverty enter the whole world? You saw hunger there. Death. Why did what? Again. Why do people get buried 6 feet under the ground? The realm death. So you see, inside death, there is death. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So the real death is spiritual. The subset of the real, one of the subset of the real death is what? Physical death. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Next part of scripture. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony of which they held. Those matters, right? Those matters. Are we together? And go back to verse 8. Go back to verse 8. Alright. I wanted to mock ladies, but it didn't work. The Bible said the name of him who sat. It was a man they used here. Now, go back to... Let's not talk about it. Let's go back to Ezekiel 22. There's no need to talk about it, since it's women. Therefore, I've poured my word indignation on them. I've consumed them with the fire of my rod. I've what? Recompensed their deeds for their own head, says the Lord. Remember, he has said to us in Galatians 6, what a man sows, he what? He reaps. Very important. It's like putting your hand on fire and not expecting it to burn you. The Bible says when you break the edge, the serpent will what? But if you go a few to verse 30, he said, but I sought for a man so that I can make sure these things that Satan was planning to hit on these guys will be averted. He said, but I found none. I sought for a man that will stand in the gap, but I what? I found none. In the book of Psalms, the Bible still said, David was prophesying. He said, God sought for a man, and when he found none, he himself came and became the salvation of man. Something like that. He said, for I sought for a man among them who will make a world and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. What was God expecting this man that he's raising to do? To stand for righteousness. To tell them that it is wrong for you to have no difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. Go Ephesians, give me that part of scripture. I said, a point came in this land that there was no difference between holy and unholy. Are we going somewhere? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You know what I want to say in your heart, people of God, that revivers have hit us. There were men like Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke that brought the fire of the Holy Ghost to Africa. Men like Bensi Idahusa that stirred the fire of the Holy Ghost in Africa. Men like John Gillick that stirred the fire of the Holy Ghost in Africa. These men stirred something really fireful. But we're in a time and season that we cannot even tell the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. Isn't that interesting? That after these revivals happened, we had had one revival that hit the earth called the Azusa Street Revival. Imagine that. After Azusa Street Revival hit the earth, even the nation where the revival happened, look at what is happening in that nation today. The level of atrocities. I mean, I'm talking about, well, look at Nigeria, a land where people like Apostle Babalola Lola, I always mix that name up, rose from this nation. The mighty move of God that followed because of their rising. Yet, look at what is happening in our nation today. That we can even look at. You know, I was checking Facebook, a young pastor in the US, I've forgotten how his name ends, was having a birthday party with Davido, Wizkid, Burna Boy. They were performing in his party. A pastor. So I asked myself, I said, this man was alleged for making a member of his church pregnant. It was alleged. I said, so with this thing I'm seeing, how the hell will I stand somewhere and try to cover for this man one day? When they judge him tomorrow and say he did something, how will we cover for him? That you're having a birthday party and worldly singer and you call yourself a pastor? I couldn't hide it in my car while I was driving. I said, oh fool, you are not a pastor. These are people that will rise, Satan will rise, raise them up, and they will be distorting the office and the name of the word pastor, making things hard for some of us. Some pastors that are doing the right things. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Such that when you say pastor, nobody will respect that office of a pastor. And in the video, funny enough, I saw Daddy Freeze there dancing with the pastor. Such a foolish man. That's the same man that if another pastor had done this, he would have insulted. He was dancing, so I just shook my head. I said, look at this bunch of hypocrites. Hallelujah to Jesus. Be wise, Christians. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Be wise. You see, the world, people are wicked. There are people that Satan have raised, giving them money and power. The only thing they want to do is to distort humanity. They are trying to make sure that the ministry of Satan is fulfilled in the lives of people. What has the enemy come to do? What they want to do to humanity is to steal from us, kill us, and destroy humanity. Imagine there are some people with a school of thought that population is too much. Do you know there are some elites like that, thinking like that on the earth? But their children, they don't want them to die. They feed population, so they are trying to create vaccines and things like that to make sure men cannot give birth to children again. That's some of the plan. To increase the rate of death. I was reading geography one time. We did an elective. They say one of the way to reduce population moderated is death rate. I mean, death. I don't know how they put it. Mortality. I mean, something like that. Mortality. Increase mortality was a solution against high. I said, how the hell can this thing be a possible solution for population control? Have you ever heard the day that cow was finished in this world? Huh? We eat cow every day. Our cow was finished. Have you ever heard a day that we are lacking chicken in Nigeria? We eat chicken every day, but we don't lack chicken. So why do you think you come and control? You are being funny. You are not God. But there are people thinking like that. See, one time I heard Pastor Chris say something. It may sound quite disturbing because it seems he likes to emphasize this end time stuff so much. But there was a point he made that I really was so interested in, and I found out it was actually true. There's a possibility for that. He said they found out something, one food like that or drug like that, that they found something inside that kills human beings. It kills human beings. It destroys a part of your system that makes it possible for you to not do some function properly, and before you know, you are dead. And I said, really? People can actually do things like that. The thing I'm telling you, that vaccine I was talking about, why did they not test it in the West there? They brought it to Africa and tested it. The people wanted to be sincere. The man said they should now bring it. He said they want to come and check the database, and they found out people were dying of the thing. We here were just here keeping quiet. Listen, a generation is rising. They are not foolish. We are going beyond church. Are you listening to me? We are going beyond church. If God happens to a nation, if the move of God hit a land, it goes beyond just that space where he hits. It goes to the community. It goes to the nation. The Bible spoke about the influence of God from Jerusalem to what? To the what? It will not just end here in GCMI. Are you listening to me, people of God? Some of you carry this influence and get into educational sectors. You get into media. You get into the military. I was so proud listening to my son in the military, in the faith. He showed me a message, a proof of the testimony. I saw it in the group where he was with the folks. How that they posted him somewhere and he will not bow to Baal. By that I mean he will not bow to evil. He said he was so shocked. You know, the reason why they even had to post him there was because the initial person there was playing with them, you know, abiding by their rules because of the money, and the man made a lot of millions there. A lot of millions. They would send money to pass every, be doing illegal things and be passing. And when he came there, they came to even greet him. Okay, welcome with some gifts. He refused to collect and told them to go. Told his soldiers he doesn't want to see them. And one that had was his tribe came and spoke the tribe to him and said they should just cooperate. He said, speak English. I don't understand what you are saying. Because he knew where the man was coming from, so he refused to speak the language of the man. And listen, don't be tribalistic. It kills any place. it kills any system. You may be thief or Idoma or Igede or Igbo. Don't carry it into your systems or places of work. How can we go to a place where people are working in an office, in a school, and you are speaking thief or Idoma? Are you okay? Speak to it. And when somebody cannot speak your language, you just shift the person to the side. He's the most disadvantaged. You are being wicked, though. God will judge you. In the realm of the spirit, there's nothing like TV. Doma Igede. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Don't allow all of this thing eat you like virus. And he refused. And the man left. The man said, so he said, come tomorrow, let's talk about it. The man now went and found out about it. He didn't come tomorrow. Of course, the plan was to deal with all of them. And I said to him, I said, see, more reasons why you need to engage so much in prayer. I said, I will be praying for you too. You see, righteousness exalts a nation. He said, when he was leaving, they sent him a message. We are so proud of you. We wish the next person they are sending will keep the legacy and Nigeria will be better. Because he stood for righteousness beyond money, beyond mammon. What if he didn't have the word of God? What will it take? With the kind of government we have, everybody should just eat and clean out. Pass, I beg, throw the 3 million in my account. Maybe me go repair Nigeria. There are people that talk like that. If my turn rich, I go steal. Oh, maybe my turn Nigeria go good. There are people that talk like that. These are the things. When God happens to our heart like this, it's supposed to be sustained. Else you'll be shocked. You forget this move of God that just happened to us. But if you stay with the word of God, stay with it so much, it will go beyond church to your schools, to your homes. Are you listening to me? There are some of you from today, as you sustain this revival that have happened to your heart, your elder brother will come to you for counsel. It's not a joke. Your elder brother, in my family, I've seen how God move in the lives of everybody. Sometimes a few of my siblings, the way they can be hard, while we're growing up, I thought they were too hard. I'm so shocked sometimes when they call me and they tell me, they rely on me on very heart-touching matters. And I'm so glad. Sometimes I kneel down and I'm giving God the praise. I never knew a time like this would come. But I was consistent with righteousness. And now I'm so excited for how the family is going. Hallelujah to Jesus. Keep on being consistent. In fact, there are some people that have predicted that you will not last in this thing you are doing. Some of them, they've told you. One of my daughters in the faith told me that a young man she used to know that they were worldly together told her one time that you go soon come back. She was crying. The thing worried her so much like a burden. She even saw herself going back to the world. And when she came to me, I held her hands and I spoke God's word to her. You will not go back. It's not possible. Don't be scared. Don't think about what they are saying to you. There is no day for you there is no day in this world that will cause you to go back. No problem. In this world, there will be too much of a problem for you to consider going back to the world. It will never happen. Have that mindset. Are you listening to me? You are not too small to stand for what is true. And standing for what is true cannot cause you to be poor. Never have that mindset that because I'm standing for righteousness, I will be poor. Who told you that? The backings of heaven is bigger than any backing in this world. We don't care who people are using charm or the occult word. It is we that haven't project these people so high. In the realm of the spirit, they are low. What did the Bible say about you? It said you are seated what? Above what? And an occult man is trying to kill you. You are scared. They say one company in town, you are about to start a company for yogurt or food, but the company that is known in town, they are involved in an occult, a strong occult that involves blood, and you start shaking. You that God spilled his blood for you, you are shaking because you don't engage in prayer. Let me show you a scripture. Another way to sustain revival: prayer. Not just any kind of prayer, intense prayer. Isaiah 62:1-7. But of course, you understand what I just hit here, right? Where we just left Ezekiel 22. Why? What did I just hit there? I explained the fact that if God wants to avert the plans of Satan for a particular people, what will he do? He will raise a man. Are you seeing it now? And start a movement. I told Mama T, I said, sometimes when people think we're mad. Do you know the burden of this nation is strongly upon me? I can't even bear it sometimes. It's so strong. This state in particular. I'm not one person that is dreaming of leaving this state to go and have a better life somewhere. I've never dreamt that thing since I became born again and understood these things. I'm one person in this world. I don't know if there are people like me, and I'm very sure there are a lot of people that think like me too. I don't think a nation holds my treasure. Like my treasure is in one state. I'm one person that don't think like that. I believe anything God wants me to have anywhere, I can have it here. Except he specially tells me, Simon, stand up here, then I'll not do over Sabi. But if God said, this is where you need to be, I know everything I want is there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I'm not scared. I told myself, I said, the burden I have for this state is so much, Mama T. Sometimes I sit down and I'm wondering, Lord, why this so much burden? You know, you look at the state, you begin to, a lot of things that happen begin to pain you. Like Jeremiah. He said when he saw the foolishness people were doing, he went into his room, he was crying. Why will a prophet be crying to foolishness in a land? He said he was asking the Lord to remove him. I think it was even Moses. Moses too had that experience. That he was begging the Lord to remove the burden of the people upon him. Because he couldn't sleep. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so I was thinking, I was wondering, the state of our state. So funny, yes. But the state of our state. You know, 2 days back, one of the persons where someone called us. There was a little part of the other land we bought. A little part of the money. You guys, some of you know about it. We're supposed to pay. He called me early in the morning twice. Some people called. And I was wondering what was wrong. We already slated a day where I would give him everything, the remaining part of the money. And he said they killed a lot of people. Some of my family members, I don't know where they are. They are lost in the bush in Naka. And I vetted the information. It was true. You know, I think 2 days back or so, was it yesterday? They killed Fulani people, attacked Naka, Gwe East, right? Or West, what they call that side? Gwe West. Attacked there and killed some people and the rest. And he said his wife is in the hospital currently, that he will need. And I just went and withdrew a very fair part of the money and gave it to him. I said, Saha, you need it. Now, I was so shocked while I was going to withdraw it. In the hospital? He said, yes. He said some of the family people, he doesn't even know where they are. He's just praying that his children are safe. And because he ran into the bush. He said he doesn't even know whether they are alive. And the burden again came so strong. You know, you may sit down. Sometimes I wonder how human beings behave. We sit down and, you know, sometimes these things don't bother us. Because our family member was not involved. When you see people cry about things like this, you'll be wondering, why are they crying? In fact, some people will sit down, so-called people, they'll sit down and say, don't even disturb the government. They are working. Can't you see what they are doing? Have you heard people talk like that? The one that is crying because he knows the person that died. You know, I heard an information last 2 weeks that somebody died in Naka. A young photographer. I don't know if you people heard it. That got married just last month. Jerry was the one telling me. I said, just last month. He said, yes. He died. Yeah. What caused it? He went to look for a job. I mean, he went to cover an event. Not inside the village. I'm sure that guy will not enter a village. Just at the edge, far edge there. And while he was coming back, they attacked the vehicle and they killed the guy there. So I said, somebody is even going to look for money now in this country. He's not safe. He's not relying on the government to give him money. He's looking for money, yet he's not saved. I couldn't bear it. I entered my room, I was pondering. The relative of that people now will say, this government, this administration is a useless administration. Somebody will say, get out, idiot. Stop insulting our administration. Because that person now, you probably cannot relate with the infirmity of that. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The burden of that person. You are seeing road and bridges. Is it not when somebody is alive that you climb a bridge? And don't answer me if you like. The bridge, is it for animals? Is it for human beings or animals? Is it for cowards to climb? If it's for cowards, let's know. Because in a nation where cowards are more important than the life of human beings, then I wonder. Cowards. I told my dad, I thank God I'm not in the military. I will not take some useless orders. I'm saying this thing publicly. God put me in the military and I'm a prophet. I will order soldiers that will kill the cows, remove the meat, use it to dry cloth, the intestine. And nothing will happen. It's time to wake up. Some things are wickedness. Every real government should be able to protect lives and what? Properties. Life and what? I don't care whether it's your brother I'm speaking against. But I know what I'm saying. Are you listening to me tonight? It's time to wake up, people of God, and pray for this nation. I'm praying, that's why I'm in pains like this talking. It's a burden in my heart, but I see a new day that will rise in this nation. I know in God will raise men and women that will stand for righteousness in this nation. Are you all listening to me? One day we'll celebrate righteousness and so much beauty in this state. It will happen. It will happen. When you talk about revivalists, let's even start from there. Think about people even in the logical world. People like Martin Luther King, not the Reverend Father, or the initial Reverend Father who became a Reverend. I'm talking about the Martin Luther Jr. that was in the U.S. Remember, he had one of the best speech. What was the title of the speech? Let me know if you people follow. I Have a Dream. How many of you have listened to it? So beautiful, you see. These are people. Hallelujah. Two speeches I really enjoy. I Have a Dream and one by the founder of Apple. What's that his name? Steve Jobs. I really enjoy his speech too. It broke the internet that time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, these are the ones in the logical world. Before they bettered something from the logical world, they paid the price. People like Nelson Mandela. Can you remember him? Who stayed in prison for several years to make sure that South Africa receives our what? Independence. He stood for what was right. He didn't care for his life. He stood there. It's risky to be a revivalist, both in the physical world and the spiritual world. You know, sometimes when I sit down and think, I remember Esther. Some of us now that our parents are enjoying this administration, or our brothers or uncle who may be frowning our face and saying, Pastor Simon, I better calm down. Like Esther, what did the prophet, was it Naaman that spoke to her? What was his name? Haman. What did he say to her? He said, don't be happy that you have favor with the king. You are part of us. If he finish killing us, he will face you too and kill you. Mordecai, right? He said, don't be excited. He said, when he kills us, finish, he will kill you. Some of them in the government that are keeping their mouth shut. Some of you Christians in the government keeping your mouth shut. Don't be excited that they are touching people in Kaduna South, in Maiduguri, killing Christians. And you are okay that the government is okay. You can support it, that it's okay. When they are done with them, they will come for your head. It's not a prophecy. It's a word from knowledge. It will happen for you. It's the truth. It's a shame that we're in a nation now that if you want to get promotion or get higher, you change your name from Simon to Usman. You can't stand for righteousness. What kind of Christianity are we preaching? There was a time revival was hot in this nation. Are you people following what I'm trying to say? Hey, listen, no. And things like that are happening in this nation. We had men who rose with fire from this nation and were settling down for this kind of rubbish Christianity. Like that, my dear son in the military, if he didn't understand the fire of the Holy Ghost, there is no way he will see millions passing him like this. And instead of collecting money, he stands for righteousness. Meaning if that young man says, I want to collect all those money that I'm seeing, you think by now he will not be driving one wicked car? But he's choosing to stand for righteousness. Indeed, righteousness what? Exalts a nation. Are you all listening to me tonight? If we check the spiritual, vet the spiritual world, people like Reverend Father Martin Luther, look at the things that happened. Before a revival broke out through him. Look at the kind of things they said to him, how they threatened to kill him. Yet he stood for righteousness. And we are here celebrating. Hallelujah to Jesus. But as we're celebrating and we're not so proud, I told Mama T before I left home, I said, I'm tired of seeing people ridiculing the church. Have you seen the way they insult us on the internet? I said, I can say these people have bad character, but somehow I'll say something is wrong with the present day church. Something is wrong. Could it be that we're not representing God the right way we ought to represent God? Because for people to, if they told us that a time will come, people will stand up and speak against anything given in church, nobody would have believed in this nation. My friends will say, what a wrong time for God to call you. That if God called you this time and season, the ministry will hardly move. Because how many people want to support the ministry? I think as people are doing this thing, somehow, I feel God is speaking to us that it's time to come up here. and stand for or represent what the actual church meant from his perspective. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I think so. I really think so. And we are the church. Like Philippians 2 and 15 will say, or 16. It says, in the midst of a crooked and wicked generation, it says, stand as light. Don't be scared to stand as light. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
it said, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until our righteousness goes forth as brightness and our salvation as a lamp that burns. Next part of scripture. It says, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name with the mouth of the Lord, which the mouth of the Lord will name. Next part of scripture. You shall be as a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Next part of scripture. You shall no longer be termed forsaken, nor shall your land be more termed desolate. But you shall be called what? And your land what? For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. The part that gets me so laughing is, we're almost in the part. Five. And I don't want anybody to laugh. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall your sons marry you. The bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Next part of scripture. I've set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace, day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. Next part of scripture. And giving him no rest, till he what? Till he makes what? Next, go back to verse 5 again. So that we see properly from verse 5. Verse 6. 1, 2, read everyone. I have set watchmen on your walls. They shall. You who. How would God change the narrative? Everything he has prophesied about that land, he has said will work. How will he make it work? Watchmen. He said, I have set watchmen on your walls. O Jerusalem, these are Christians. He said, they shall never hold their peace, day or night. You shall make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. This is what the watchmen are doing. Next part of scripture. And give him no rest till he what? Till he what? Makes Jerusalem a praise in the air. Who will determine this to happen, even if God has said so? Watchmen. Watchmen simply means men of prayer, Christians. Meaning if a revival must hit anywhere, there are men that will stand up and make sure it happens. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? There are men and women that will stand up. God has started happening to us. That's what I believe. From this state, from this church, from this state to the nations of the earth. And the Bible says, give yourself no rest. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In the 3 days of Kabod, I sang a song. I can hear the sound of the Spirit. Remember the song? I can hear a sound of a new church rising. I was not singing that song to excite you. I was singing it because of what I was sensing in the supernatural. Are you listening to me? Forget about anything you used to be. The Lord has called you to be part of this entire army. Like he prophesied in Joel 2. He said, before them a fire devours. He said, behind them is a what? Desolate land. They can enter any place and turn it upside down. Mighty men of the Spirit. He said, before them is a garden like that of Eden. He said, behind them, I think it's the same desolate land, isn't it? Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, nothing shall escape them. Now, comparing their possibilities with other things, In the physical world, he said something. He said they can even walk on walls. He's not saying go and walk on walls. Alright? He's saying that there is nothing impossible with this generation. There is nothing God cannot do with them. Are you people listening to me tonight? That there is nothing. Listen, you cannot have fire in your bones, fire in your heart. And like I said in Kabod, be thinking whether to put tattoo on your head or on your shoulder, or be asking useless questions like if somebody dies, why on a woman that is not his wife, will he make heaven? You can never have fire in your heart and be asking those kind of useless questions. It's a quench not the spirit.
Pray without ceasing. Quench not the spirit. Paul said that I saw the grace of God. He said I did not stop there. When I saw how God's riches is so mighty and plenteous. What did he say in Ephesians 1:18? He said the riches of God's glorious inheritance in the saints, those who believe. The riches so much. Then he said to himself, like the scripture just said, I will give myself no rest. In other words, he said, I labor more than they all. He said, when I saw it, I started laboring. Listen, just make up your mind that prayer is a necessity for you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? The earlier you make up your mind, the better for you. Are you even listening to me tonight? Are you here tonight? That prayer is not an option for you as a Christian. It's a what? Real life necessity. You must pray. The Bible says he spoke a parable in the book of Luke to the end that men ought to what? Else the word? Simple. The way to plug into your actual realm in Christ Jesus on the earth amidst this wickedness and darkness is by prayer. By prayer. As you pray and walk in faith, even though darkness is in the world, you can still shine as light. Touching the actual realm that are supposed for you to touch. How did the Bible talk about Jesus? We do not have a savior that is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. You know what that means? Like he said in Hebrews 10:5, he said, a body had thou prepared for me. The same body we had before we became born again, Jesus had the same body, not better than that body. He took our body of sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And he even prophesied in John 2, he said, I'll destroy this temple. And in 3 days, our word, if it was a perfect body, he would have not prophesied that he would destroy it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Yet the Bible said, with this same body, what did Jesus do? The Bible said he will wake up early in the morning and in the middle of the night, and he will go and pray. Such that sometimes the countenance of his face will be altered. It will change. And you know what the Bible said about Jesus? That we have a Savior who is not ignorant of the feeling. All the temptation we are feeling on our body, in our mind, he felt it as a man. He was subjected to all of those temptations. The devil can tempt you. He doesn't have the power to cause you to sin, but he can tempt you. He said we have a Savior who is not ignorant of the feelings of all of our infirmity, yet without sin. Meaning he felt all the temptation, yet he did not sin. Showing us the possibility that you can feel all the temptation, yet because you are a man of prayer, plug into your supernatural realm, you can still live above sin upon the face of the earth. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? That's why the Bible says, as the righteous in this world will walk by what? Faith, and not by what? How does faith come? By hearing the word. How is faith strengthened? By praying in the spirit. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you tonight? You cannot do without prayer. Men ought to pray, else they what? Faint. That is why you hear of revivals and they are not sustained. And somebody say, Pastor, is it just prayer? Because people have been praying. Let's say it's not just prayer. Let me end with this. The information you have is more important than prayer yet. If your perspective about God is wrong through the revelation of Christ Jesus, your experience will be wrong. Prayer will have little or no effect. Imagine a generation praying to kill demons and witches. It's a waste of prayer. Prayer was not designed to kill. It was designed to edify. Edify the saints. Oh my God. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, he that prays in an unknown tongue edify himself. You can't be praying to kill a witch. No. Pastor Simon, you mean we should leave them to live? When you are edified, they cannot come around you. Are you people get out? I'm trying to explain to you. They can come around you. He said, you shall not drink poison. Why don't we quote those scriptures? He said, it will not harm you. I'm not saying go and carry poison. What if you drink poison by mistake? Don't go and carry it and drink if you know. But what if you drink by mistake? You think you will die? Now, somebody said, but Pastor, what if I don't know? If you don't believe in this thing I'm saying, if you drink poison by mistake, you will die. Do you know why people died so much from poison? They drank it. They didn't know it was poison. They died because they never had faith. They were not living by faith. How does faith come? By knowledge. I speak to them that have knowledge. Are food meant by idols, not to be eaten by us? What gave you that level of faith? Knowledge. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So I have an expectation. That expectation was created by revelation. Alright? I had a revelation about God. I saw it in His Word. He said, I will drink poisons. I will not be affected. So I said in my heart, Lord, I'm not going to take poison if I know it's poison. But Lord, should in case somebody put poison in my drink, poison in my food, I know I will not die. Paul had such an expectation. That is why when a serpent beat him, he didn't start crying. He had an expectation. And he knew from God's word that the expectation of the righteous would not be what? He removed the serpent, threw it back, and kept on warming himself. If you have an expectation that you may die by a charm, you will die by a charm. Because you don't know who will put a charm for you tomorrow. As you are here now, do you know that somebody is planning to come and put charm for you in your house? But you have an expectation. The Lord meets your expectation, not your need. Are you listening to me tonight? You can go back. You already have an expectation. There can be charm at your doorstep. You will match. You will not die. I can't waste 20 hours trying to kill a witch. I said in Kabod, it looked like I was being disrespectful. Listen. I know some people, I sat down, I was meditating. And I could feel the hatred and the disturbance in the atmosphere in this city. Let me tell you. You see, I will not run away from this city. You see this city? We will rise like the light of heaven from this city. We will rise. In this place, we've started the move already. The Lord told me, say, fully engage the miraculous. The dead, I'm so ready for the miraculous. The dead will come back to life. The blind will see. There is no case that will enter the glory of God, this atmosphere, called the glory, and will go back unchanged. I am fully focused on the miraculous. And you see it happen. Anything that will get the heart of man bow to the word of God, we are ready for it. It's not, we are not trying to be stirred from anger. No. I've seen that the heart of man can be desperately wicked. And if you don't rise in the fire of the Holy Spirit, the wickedness of man will just keep you stuck in a place. Some people have already written expectations about you. You will not cross that limit from their own perspective. You will never. But no. Well, the word and the spirit have been subjected to every man. Any dose you want, you can get it. Before God, everybody's on a playing ground. Oh. Are you listening to me? It's no respecter of any man. There's no man that has more respect in God. I mean, everybody's on a playing ground with God. Till you imbibe by His culture. Are you listening to me? Till you get His word in your heart. So I told myself many years ago, no. The wickedness and the perdition of men will never happen to me. It's not possible. Because I have the word of God and the spirit. Are you listening to me? That is how you can beautify your life. That's how you can beautify your life. Are you guys here tonight? That's how you can beautify your life. You are doing business. They say people, so much charm, blah, blah, blah. No! You have the word and the spirit. You are full of the Holy Ghost. You're in a company, you know, say, men and women are against me. Listen, lock up yourself and pray in the spirit. Lock up yourself. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. The manager may be the same tribe with all the people there, but they don't know why they want to make you the next manager. Something just happened. Pray. A man of prayer is a man of faith. A man who truly has faith will pray. Let me put it like this. So a man of prayer is a man of faith. Because a man who truly have faith will pray. And how does faith come? By hearing the word. By hearing the word. If you truly are full of God's word, you can't help it. You must pray. You must love to pray. And if you pray, sticking with the word, you must come out with a testimony. Are you listening to me tonight? Your faith cannot be compromised. One of my daughters in the faith met me before Kabod. I said, Pastor, in my office, blah, 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 they are against me. I said, say no word. Say no word. Keep your mouth shut. I learned that from Jesus. The Bible says He said no word. All the accusation during the crucifixion, He said no word. Pilate forced Him to speak. He said, you have said so. That was the last thing He said. He kept His mouth shut. He kept His mouth shut. I said, keep your mouth shut. At the end, they will say, if I had known, keep the good character. Don't argue. Don't be offended. Don't fight. But be a woman and man and a man of prayer. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Beyond church, God is about to make sure that cloud of religion that has kept this state stuck in a place for a long time is removed. I can sense it so powerfully in the spirit. And that is why you are here. God is going to go beyond GCMI today. He will enter your family, some of you. Start breaking that yoke of ethnicity, that yoke of religion. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say tonight? That is how our state and our nation can start becoming better. We don't have bold Christians. We only have Christians who are fireful in church. They are not fireful in their places of work. That is why we have not, they are not ready to say, oh King, about this matter, we are not careful. That's the problem we have in this nation. Christians who can be fireful in church, when they get to their places of work, they keep their mouth shut. They can't say, I'm not saying be foolish, but when it comes to compromise, they'll say, let it be said that I'm not there. They'll go, and because they value their salary more than their faith. The problem is, how long will we keep on keeping quiet? He said, I sought for a man in Ezekiel 22. He said, when I saw the atrocities, I was looking for one man that will rise and say, is enough. And the man may rise as a disturbance yet, because he's rising against what they are doing. At a point, God said, I can't even tell the difference between church and club. It's happening in our days tonight. Are you people here tonight? We are talking, they think I'm a fool. You know, some people think I don't understand civilization. They think I'm old school. I'm not even good scientist. Maybe I don't even have good information on my inside. I'm a village boy. That's why I will see a video where somebody is dressed like a hip, like a worldly person, and I'm angry. I can't take it, brothers and sisters. I'm not a 21st century pastor. I'm a kingdom prophet. It's the truth. I can't imagine seeing a gospel singer dressed like a clubber. The same thing we see in the world, we are seeing in you. You know, there's no difference between you and Davido. No difference between you and Bonaboy. And all you are singing is rubbish. Evidence, evidence. You are blessed. You are blessed. Is that a gospel song? What will it be said? There are some Americans. There's a man, Joe Amra. There's a man in Liberia. Sometimes I watch this man. I try to sow one or two seeds. I'm sure they are not enough. I watched this man for several years in Liberia. He will go alone, leave his family. He has built a very big church in their community, one of the communities today. All he makes is to go there and be raising a people, make the city so wonderful, taught righteousness. And I ask myself, this one now he has lost. These ones are in the city, in Abuja, in Lagos, singing evidence, billing people 20 million to come and sing in a church. Oh, dear devil. And we're saying God is happening to our generation. And some of you, that's what you are modeling, as true ministry. That's what you are doing. You are praying, God, you take me to that height. It's not God that will take you to that height. That's not where God is planning to take you to one day. Are you all listening to me tonight? Paul taught this. Timothy taught this. Contesting for the, how did he put it? Is it contesting? Contending for the faith that was once given to us by our fathers of faith. We are contending for it. That's what I'm doing tonight. Because what is happening is like Satan wants to just make shipwreck of our faith, turn it into something else. While all of those things are happening, God is saying that I hate what is happening even in my temple. He cannot even tell the difference between his temple and a club. That's what God is trying to say in Ezekiel 22. He said, well, in the midst of all these things, I'm just looking for one man that can blow the trumpet through and say all of these things are wrong, so that what Satan is planning against the people as rot will not happen to them. He said, but I found no man. Remember, he had found before when he came to the case of Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, there, Jesus. Are you here tonight? Look at God's perspective. He said, if I can find one righteous man, see the blessing of the righteous. A man that can stand in righteousness and speak my counsel. Say, if I can find one, then I can even forgive the whole city. Because I'm seeing the possibility of their change through that one man. The guy thought God was doing it based on numbers. He said, what if I give you 50 righteous men? He said, no problem. What if I give you 60? He said, no problem. 10? No problem. He thought he was playing dice with God. He said, what of one? God still told him, no problem. That means it's not about the numbers, it's about the righteous. He said, if I can find a man, a man that will stand in the gap. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? No wonder Paul said, I'm alive, spent for the gospel. Men are choruses in the realm of the spirit. You make your value increase by the number, by your time spent in the secret place. As you stay with God, the value of your currency is getting increased. And God is seeing the possibility to use it even better. Are you listening to me tonight? Just like he used Peter, he used Paul, he used great men and women of God in the Bible from the Old Testament through the New. So will he use you if you increase your value in the secret place. This is one point I want to make. When Ezekiel would have imagined that Ezekiel would stand up, or anybody God will find will stand up and start speaking against the things that they were doing, so that the wrath of God that will be engineered by Satan does not happen to them. What do you think they will do to that prophet? They will call him a useless prophet, an old school prophet. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? They will mock that prophet so much because he's coming with a strange sound to them. But that was what God is saying. Even the priests, they've been bought according to that power of scripture. The prophets were bought. They were prophesying lies in his name, he said. Things I told them not to do, they said that I said they should do it. He said, but I sought for a man. You see, that staying for God is not easy, isn't it? Your problem will even start with church people, especially those that mammon have become their God. Mammon have become their God. I look at Joe Amra every day and I wonder, is this one not success? How many people can go to that kind of part of the world, take all the money they have made and invest in the lives of people like that? Somebody may say, only God can do that thing. We are seeing God doing it through a man. I follow that man till today. He's one person I follow on my Insta. He's not popular, but I follow him because I am touched. Are you guys here tonight? Christianity is not all of this. If you're on TV, it does not mean you're a strong Christian. If you're on YouTube, that's not what makes you a strong Christian. Stand for righteousness. Are you listening to me? Don't joke. Don't joke. Don't joke. Are you listening to me? Don't joke. We can't be talking about righteousness, the fire of the spirit, and you're on your status plain worldly song. How dare you? How dare you? What kind of a Christian are you? What kind of a Christian are you that you are ashamed to write Jesus on your status because your friend will mock you that you are not civilized? You have a clique of friends, you have never told them about Jesus. They are your coursemate. You've never sat them down and talked to them about Jesus. Show them the fire of the Holy Ghost on your inside. As a student, you are in a class. You have never stand up and say, I want to talk to you people about Jesus. Yet you claim you are a witness. You are a witness. I challenge you tonight, you are not a witness. You see all those brothers that you laugh at? We did a drama here on Saturday in the dinner night. Beautiful drama. Discarding wrong ideologies from that lady that was saying, where will you spend eternity? But have you observed something? That we that claim we have this truth, you never find us at the front of the class preaching. Are you people? Answer me like you know what I'm saying. It is them that will find. Listen, do you know before God, there's a better reward for them than you? Do you know that? Because they had the impetus, they were not ashamed. With the little they knew, they went and stood for God. Dressed casual, in a very funny way, they stood for God. You that claim you have all the light, you are hiding and forming, just maintaining your steeze. When I caught this light, I told myself, Pastor Simon, if you like dress like homeboy, I will preach. There's no day I go to GST without preaching. God asks about me. Sometimes I dress with jeans, wear this cardigan, look like one fine boy, I will still stand up and preach. Sometimes I wear my suit, I'll preach. Sometimes I'm on playing with my palms, I'll preach. And I saw that God was winning. Sometimes I'll be dumb, people will follow me out of the class. Where are you from? People are waiting for you. The earnest expectation of creation awaits what? We can't go to school and see you playing like everybody. You are a child of God. Are you listening to me? We go to school and we see everybody is trying to do picture and do TikTok video. You man, you go and sit and you are doing like this. You are doing every challenge.
You know, some of you, when we talk to you, you think we're just, every challenge you are doing as a lady, you don't have fire. Every challenge you do. You know, there are challenges now on the internet. People are doing challenge. Have you ever, how many of you here have noticed that sometimes your HODs tell you to delete a video from your status? Can I see your hands if your HODs have done that to you? Anybody here? Your HODs tell you to delete a post. Lift your hands. Don't be shy. Any of you here? I'll call your HODs. Oh. At the count of five, raise your hands. One, two. Pastor Emma, where are you? Come, let me start with you. Three, four, five. I don't believe this. HOD, stand up. Let me start with Pastor Emma. Pastor Emma, who have you told to delete something before? Call their name. And who again? Kira, who again? Stand up as they are calling your names. My spirit told me they were lying. Precious, delete, stand up. That's all. Pastor B, Ufa. Gabriel, too, stand up. He put Sabinus, bar. Pastor B, who? Aaron, okay. Who again? Alright, let's go with Pastor Ed. Who? Pastor Peter, who? Stand up, stand up. I didn't see your hand. Stand up. Who again? Vivian, stand up. If they call you, stand up. Who again? That's up. Pastor Phil, who? Not in church. Pastor Anne, who? She's not in church. Pastor K, who? Cynthia. Where is Cynthia? She's not in church. Alright, Pastor, sit down. If we're lying before, you refuse to stand up. Now sit down. We are not calling you up to condemn you. But some of you were even amazed. I'm very sure. Now I wasn't so I didn't know they called you people, but I'm sure they would have. Because I've done that several times. And to them, I've done it to them before. There was a time one of my pastors would be posting only joke. They like to laugh. So I observed she only post joke. So one time I said, don't ever post joke on your status. She became on fire. Because if you play too much, how will you have fire? You play, say, your sister will go and die. You play everything, say, your brother will go and die. You are becoming a comedian. Now you are wondering, what is there in jokes? We are seeing beyond jokes. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Some of you now, it's just that you were too happy on a Tuesday, they said delete the post. Because you are wondering, why will you post a video dancing on a Tuesday when there is service? You don't get the connection. Because of church, I'm not going to post video again. Because they can't imagine themselves that they are making a video on a Tuesday morning. They consider that day a sacred day. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? When it comes to church, you say you are invited. That's the caption. But in their video, they will now quote a scripture. The Lord rejoices over me with singing. Because they are full of themselves. There's no fire. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you understanding me? The fire is not stirred. Some people is picture. If they don't post one picture like that, they cannot have peace of mind. They'll quote plenty of scripture. But when it's a flyer for church, they'll write, please don't miss. And they've not, how can you say, please don't miss? You did not invite anybody in the, what a man sows, he will reap. The way you are not inviting people for church, if you are a Christian, you are under the covenant in Christ. So the way you are not inviting people, that's how God will not be inviting people to buy your product. You don't know? I'm not swearing for you, I'm telling you the fact. I like the silence. If it's your product now, if for instance you sell, let me use any, you sell bread for instance. What's that name of that your bread? Bona bread. What? Mona. Alright, Mona. She sells Mona bread. Now imagine any, if she wants to sell Mona bread, she will be on people's DM.
Uncle, Mr. This, Auntie This, the bread is ready. I don't know, should I bring for you 5 or 10 today? But maybe cupboard, I'm sure she did better in cupboard. Maybe in cupboard, she just put on her status, don't miss, fire, be in cupboard. She not post DMO and say, probably, Uncle Sue, don't miss, oh, please, oh. Zadis, don't miss, oh, please, oh. It's just status. But when it's their product, they will send like 10 to. They will not only post on status, DM. I just want to remind you, bread is available. Look at your heart. It's been in displayed. It's before God. God is looking at it like this and saying, you are not seeking first the kingdom. By default, every other good thing will not be what? Huh? You know, one time I was talking to my friend, I said, if I have a church of over 1,000 Igbos, I'll say all of them should join the evangelism department. They say, why? I said, because they know marketing. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said, because they know marketing. I said, if they can apply that fire for business in evangelism, ah. Come to our church, oh. If you come now, your problem, Jehovah sharp, to be solved. Come to Jesus. You come to him, we give you two of him, you carry him back. You know, I had this testimony of an evil man in Lagos that he was selling crutches. So somebody came back from, he said he bought crutches. Then I asked, okay, why you buy crutches? He said, because they told me to buy. I said, what did they tell you where you buy crutches? Ah, the man said, make I buy now, where did they do bonanza? In case I can't get accident tomorrow, it will concuss. That's why I buy a key for us. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I said, I like that fire. If they come, some of you, that's that you are good in certain areas, but you don't apply it for the kingdom of God. Richard now is supposed to be bringing 1,000 people here. Me is love. Where is her? Let her hear this message. She's in her shop. Eh? Make sure she hear this message. Now she's in her shop. Selling while we are doing service. That's how, you know, if you carry that same fire and pursue God, you know, now some of you, now, if problem come now, you will be in church 24/7. You don't know you can come to church. You. But when everything is okay now, you can miss church. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's not where it's supposed to, the way it's supposed to be. We have fire in our spirit, right? We received it in cupboard. Sustain that fire. Some of you, laying of hands happen. Laying of hands is not a ministerial style. You know, the third day they always hurt. They must lay hands on people's head. Mm-mm. Paul told Timothy, that which you have received by the laying of hands, steer it to work. Are you listening to me? When hands are laid upon you, in fact, when we're growing up, if you lay hands on me, I take fasting the whole week. I remember I was praying to God for a man to lay hands on me. When he laid hands on me, I took a fast that week. I found out what I was praying for was working in my life. That same utterance. That's how we grew up. You know, these days, I don't know if they are taught, people are taught this culture very well. But that's how we grew up. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. This is how to sustain the fire of the Spirit. Amen. Lastly, have the right association. Have the right association. Have the right association. Amen. Have the right association. If you have the wrong association, this fire you have received will go away. Are you listening to me? Make friends with people that share the same faith with you. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Make friends with them. And finally, again, don't follow popular trends. Follow what is right. What did I say? Very important. Because at the end, you will report to God, not to any man. This last story before we go. Many years ago, there's this young prophet that rose in town. And he wanted to identify with me. And I decided to help him. Because he was young. And I started teaching him some things. He invited me for his meetings and the rest. And one time he looked at me and said, sir, you have so much on your inside. So much. Prophecy, this, that, revelation. He said, you can use this thing to do a blow. I said, what do you mean by blow? See, somebody I'm mentoring. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, sir, just be organizing prophetic meetings and be telling people their problem. and they'll be bringing money. And I said to him, I said, who taught you this? This is one of my friends I was saying it to, but I said, let me verify. I said, you are not trying to verify. You are telling me to do it. Then I looked at him and said, if you stay in this path, if you delve into it, you will end in no time. You may be popular for a while, but to come like this and just pass like wind, you'll be destroyed. And finally, you'll see yourself doing things you never thought you'd do. He thought I was joking. When I sensed he started it, he invited me. I told him I don't go for outside ministration again. I cut off immediately. Not too long, I started hearing reports of some atrocities he was doing. Some atrocities, terrible atrocities. And in fact, I think one time, someone I met was trying to tell me about it. I told the person, I said to her, I said, don't worry, just forget about it. Because I already know things are happening. I don't want to know. You know, I'm somebody that's very inquisitive. Like when you are telling me a problem, I want to know details of the problem. And if you are like that, it's not a good thing. You want to know, so when you now jump, what now happened to the leg? Things like that. It's not really important. Because I don't need the information. So I said, just don't worry about the information. Just be in faith. And I went home and I was thinking. I said, I remember when he started so decently. But because of Mammon, see where he is today. That's the reason why many people have disobeyed God today. Mammon. I always say this and I'll keep on saying it. There was a time, a certain kind of people, certain people were under Pastor Chris as singers. Raised them up and now they are not there again. What will make somebody leave that kind of man? If it's not Mammon. Because you want to make your kind of money now. You want to make money. And you are not allowed to make money. They say sit in one place and hear the word of God. You say no, I want to be moving around the world. Celebrity life. You want to be called spiritual father too. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's so funny. You know, one time I'll say this is quite going to be, it's going to sound funny, but listen, the fivefold are the ones that have been mandated by the Spirit of God to father people in the church. Not a psalmist. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? A psalmist. Now, it's not about the age or anything, it's about your role. You are not mandated. And if you do that, there will be a problem with the life of that person. Because that's not your role. Because I'm seeing it happening on the internet. You say psalmist, they'll be saying my spiritual father, my spiritual source. It was never written like that in scriptures. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? These things are becoming trends. And you'll be wondering, Pastor, is it that you are jealous that a psalmist should know? You are not given the responsibility to equip the saints. It's a fivefold that's been given the responsibility to what? Equip the saint. So you are trying to do what you are not sent to what or grace to do. So there will be trouble. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? There will certainly be trouble. Hallelujah to Jesus. So follow what is right, not what is what? Popular. Who told you if you do what is right, you will not succeed in ministry? Don't joke. Do it, you succeed. From here, you'll be heard in the whole nations of the world. Are you listening to me? Yes, bow your heads and pray. Give God praise. Father, we thank you for your word. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' gracious name we pray. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.